T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Gallinari gives it up. Oh, he was right there. And a foul as Thybulle goes to the basket. Boy, Simmons, uncontested, had a layup, but he leaves it for Thybulle, who makes something out of it and is headed to the line.
Well, but that's when you know that the game is in your head. That's a dunk for Ben Simmons right there.
Well, it should have been. Welcome on in. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley behind the glass. And you guys with us on a night we all got to vent together, because what we just saw over the past week or so, and especially last night, was a disaster. I mean, for a number one seed to crumble out of the playoffs the way they did, for a number one seed to lose 3 games at home in a playoff series to the 5 seed is an embarrassment. The Sixers embarrassed everyone in this city, and it's led by Ben Simmons. 215-592-9494. We got a lot to talk about tonight. I wish we were getting ready for an Eastern Conference Finals. I wish we were getting ready. And I wish I was on here saying, you know what, I was dead wrong. Because on Friday night, I said I didn't trust this team. And they did go out there on Friday, and they won Game 6 on the road, and they played, you know, pretty spirited doing that down the stretch of that game to finish off Game 6. And I was excited to watch the game last night to see if they could actually make me eat my words and make me feel like, you know what, I doubted them. And then I'm watching that game last night, and every single time there's 10 seconds of momentum, they give it right back with a bad turnover, with a bad possession, with Ben Simmons completely unraveling in front of our eyes. Completely unraveling. And at 3 minutes and 29 seconds to go, with the score 88-86, I believe, a 2-point game, Ben Simmons has the ball. You just heard the call there from Brian Anderson on TBS, or TNT. Has the ball there. I mean, that is an. I mean, you're not going to get any more of an open dunk in the half court in the NBA ever. Ever, and he passed it up to Matisse Thybulle. And you look at the reaction on Curry's face, on Embiid's face, and it said it all. It said it all. The Sixers are crumbling. Ben Simmons is crumbling. And this whole team, you know what? Here's what the Sixers are and were and have proven it now to us year after year after year. And Ben Simmons is the poster child. And I want to make sure that I'm being clear on that, because he is the biggest problem, and he's got to go. He cannot be a Sixer next year. But it is a franchise-wide problem. It is a team-wide problem. They're just front runners. They're just, when they're out in front, when the Sixers are playing well, like when Matisse had that breakaway dunk last night, and everyone's going crazy, and they're jumping up and down, and where the Hawks do, go right back down the court and put a dunk in before the Sixers wake up. They are front runners. When everything is right, when they're feeling good, when their shots are going in, excuse me, when they're playing defense, and Ben is running out in the half court, and he's playing fast break basketball. Oh, it looks great. Oh, we're going to get excited about the Sixers. Cool. They're a regular season team. This team isn't close. Forget it. They're not close to being a champion. The coach is overrated. Doc Rivers, I mean, we got to see in front of our eyes this week, this past couple weeks, but certainly the whole playoffs, in front of all of our eyes, why all Doc? What a coincidence. Doc Rivers is such a good coach. He loses all these playoff series. How? Must be everybody else's fault, not his. Oh, no, he's a big part of it. Doc Rivers was terrible in this series for a lot of it. And last night, if I have to watch Gallinari post up on George Hill one more time, I'm going to lose my mind. Well, I guess I don't have to watch it anymore because the Sixers are out. But it's like, where are the adjustments there? Get him off. Get that matchup off the court. Doc was bad. Joel Embiid, for as much as we appreciate the player he is, please save me that they're wasting Joel Embiid's career thing. Joel Embiid had 8 turnovers last game and 8 turnovers last night. That's a lot of turnovers for your best player. So Joel wasn't perfect, and he wasn't great enough, and he also turned the ball over way too much and wasn't great in crunch time. That's on Joel. Tobias Harris, I mean, listen, once in a while on the evening show, you get some wisdom. And about a year and a half, 2 years ago, Tucker said trade the guy for a washing machine. People laughed, and it would have been a good trade, okay? Because a washing machine wouldn't cost $30 million a year. And then, of course, there's Ben Simmons. And Ben Simmons has gone from a player that we used to have conversations about what his ceiling was to now we're watching what his floor is, which is unplayable in a big spot, which is, I mean, just so in his own head. I mean, you heard it there. You heard it on the broadcast last night. That is a former NBA player in Jim Jackson and a play-by-play announcer. They couldn't believe what they just saw. Their whole lives have been either playing basketball or watching basketball, and they couldn't believe what they saw. The Sixers took home court advantage. They took what was a golden opportunity to win the finals, to not just get there, but to win it, and they just flushed it away. And they're all to blame. Like, I'm sick and tired of this whole team. They are front runners. They're not the team they told us they were. They're not the team they looked at like during the regular season at times. What they are is a fraud. Like, they're a fraud number one seed. They're a fraud playoff team. Every year it's a second round exit. Like, what is this team? And you know, even Daryl Morey, I'll throw his name in here because I'm frustrated with him too. Daryl Morey did some nice things. Obviously, the Curry trade was incredible. The Green trade to get Horford out, very good trade. He did some very nice things. The Maxey pick, great. But two times during this season, the Sixers were interested publicly, clearly, in an upgrade at the point guard position. First, James Harden, and for whatever reason, they didn't make the deal. And you could say all you want, oh, the Rockets weren't going to trade him here anyway. All right. Well, then you're saying Daryl Morey is a moron because he was involved in the deal and trying to make it, so he was getting used. All right, that's fine. But he couldn't pull off the Harden deal. And he also couldn't pull off the Kyle Lowry deal, which would have given them someone at the end of a game in the fourth quarter, you know, with some guts that could actually take a shot or hold the ball in their hand and not run away. So Daryl Morey exercised patience. Instead, his big trade deadline deal was Tony Bradley, another one of Tucker's guys, for George Hill, who is absolutely invisible in the postseason. So we have a GM here everyone loves, and he's a good GM, but he didn't seize the moment. And he left this team and all their warts to get exposed by the Hawks and exposed by really anyone. It could be anyone. It happened to be the Hawks in the series. A credit to them. Trae Young's a heck of a player. Herter is way better than he looks. And John Collins, good for him wearing that shirt. Because you know what? The Sixers love to troll everyone. They got trolled in this series by a Hawks team who is more mentally tough and more physically tough than them. Like, the Hawks played in this series like they were the veteran team. They had been through the wars before. They had been knocked out of the playoffs and learned from it. They came in prepared. They adjusted. You know why? Because Nate McMillan outcoached Doc Rivers. You know why? Because their guys were physically and mentally tougher. And you know why? Because their point guard not just was a distributor, which Trae Young was, but he was a scorer. Even on a bad night last night, what, about 2 minutes to go, who hit that shot from about 5 feet behind the three-point line to just cripple the Sixers? Trae Young. Because shooters keep shooting. Scorers keep trying to score. And here we have Ben Simmons. And we're going to have some guests on tonight later on. Kyle Newbeck, who's done a great job covering this run here for the Sixers. We're going to have Ryan McDonough, the former GM of the Suns, and Odyssey Sports Insider, will join the show later. And we're also going to have Howard Eskin call in later on because it's Howard's day to say I told you so, because he did. But there has been a segment of fans in this city. And I'm not saying everyone is the same, right? We all have different opinions on different players. Not all the same. But I remember the conversations we used to have about Carson Wentz, right, when he was the quarterback here of the Eagles. And when doubt crept in, it was like, leave him alone, he's fine. Stop being mean. And obviously that doubt turned out to be well warranted because he stunk it up. And Ben Simmons, similar, different players, different issues, but similar doubt was placed on them at times. And Ben kept up a facade, right? Carson crumbled. Ben kept up a facade, which is, I'm still good. I'm an all-star. You can't say I'm bad. And he wasn't bad during the regular season. He's never been bad during a regular season. He's the same player he always is during a regular season. But last night, with 3:29 to go, when he passed up that dunk, it was and remains and will stay this way his exit from Philadelphia. It was the moment he may as well have written his ticket and said, I'm out. He cannot come back here. Ben Simmons has to go for the psyche of this team, for the psyche of everyone in this fan base, and for the psyche of the franchise. He can't be here anymore. Like, he is a broken player that will not do what it takes to win. Like, that, I don't have to say anything besides that all night. He won't do what it takes to win. And if you're still defending him, if you still want him here, you don't understand basketball. Like Doc Rivers said, he patronized everyone out there that criticized Ben Simmons. Patronized everyone. Like, Doc Rivers sat at the podium after games for weeks. Actually, I should say months. And patronized, I would say, the average basketball fan of Philadelphia. You don't really know basketball. Well, Doc Rivers, guess what I know? Sixers aren't winning anything with Ben Simmons. And we saw it all play out. We've watched it for years, and now you got a front row seat to it. So instead of blowing a lead with the Celtics or blowing a lead with the Clippers, you got to do it here. And Ben Simmons is a big reason why. 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. Tonight is the night to vent together because the Sixers are out at the hands of the Atlanta Hawks. They had a golden path to get to and win the finals as the Nets go out on Saturday night. The Jazz go out on Friday night. The number one seed in the West and the favorite in the East go out, leaving them home court advantage all the way through. This is their league to finish if they want it. This is their championship to have. And they all just crumbled. The coach crumbled. The superstar turned the ball over eight times. Tobias Harris, that guy, he's just not that guy. I mean, there's no other way to say it with Tobias. He's just not that good. Trade him for a washing machine. I know. I hear it behind the glass. Trade him for a washing machine. And Ben Simmons, for all of the debate on if they can win a title like this, if they keep winning playoff games, you know what I didn't hear a lot of last night? Leave him alone. He's a treasure. He plays defense while he distributes. You know what he did last night? He ran away and hit again. And the Sixers are playing 5-on-4 in playoff games. Am I disappointed the Sixers are out? Sure. I mean, I think we're all disappointed they're out. But a part of me feels like it's justice. Like, they deserve to lose that game. They deserve to lose the series. They lost 3 home games in this series. They blew a 26-point lead. They act every time they have a smidge of success in a game. It drove me crazy last night. There were at least 2 moments they had a big shot or a breakaway dunk. I think it was Matisse on the one. And the crowd erupts, and everyone's jumping up and down, including the Sixers are celebrating. And there are the Hawks acting composed, acting like, you know, they're the veteran team. Take the ball out of bounds, get it up the court. Boom, John Collins dunk. Shut everyone right up. This is a title team? This is a team we invested our time in, like they could win a title? People talking about parade here? They are frauds. They are, this team, they're not close. Like, they're not close. And this whole last few games proved every doubt. If you had a doubt about the Sixers, it's proven now. Ben cannot come back. It's over. They have to move on. And the hard part now is that everyone in the league sees the warts. You know, 2 years ago, we used to have discussions like, would you trade him for James Harden? Would you trade him for Devin Booker? You get laughed off the phone. Laughed off the phone if you try to make him the centerpiece of a deal for a true superstar. They all stunk it up. This was a choke job of epic proportions. To be 7.5-point home favorites in Game 7 and to lose outright like that. I mean, this team, like, I didn't have any confidence. I didn't. They sucked it all out of me in what they did in Game 5. But then to go out there last night to regain, you know, to have that home court in Game 7, to have 20,000 people just, you know, going crazy and excited and having, you know, Ben Simmons on the court with a chance to redeem himself, and to go out there and just kicked it away. They all did. Doc is not close to a great coach. Joel Embiid, for as outstanding of a player he is, he's gassed and not closing these games properly and turn the ball over way too much. Tobias Harris is a make-believe star. And Ben Simmons cannot come back to Philadelphia. 215-592-9494. Tonight is a night to vent. I say Ben's got to go. And I'm not even, like, I can't even think about who they get back or what they could offer. He just has to go. Like, it has to start there. Ben Simmons cannot be on the Sixers next year. He just absolutely positively cannot. 215-592-9494. Your reaction, your emotion after what was just, a joke of a Game 7. A joke. Josh is in Upper Darby. What's up, Josh?
Hey, what's up, Joe?
How you doing, Josh? What's up?
I'm heartbroken, man. Listen, I'm heartbroken. I mean, this is getting a little bit ridiculous, man. And it starts with the front office. That's where it starts with. I mean, listen, I think Daryl Morey has done a wonderful job. Just like you were just stating earlier, you know, getting rid of Al Horford, bringing in Daniel Green, and you know, he's made a lot of great moves, but what are we still doing? It's like, I feel like we didn't lose Brett Brown.
Well, listen, like, Brett Brown never lost to a 5 seed as the 1 seed. So he didn't pull any of that. He never did this.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Doc's a great coach. I mean, he's a great coach. I'm not taking anything from him. I just think he just doesn't have some of the manpower that he needs to help Joel out. And, I mean, Ben Simmons, I mean, the guy has to go, man. You know, Ike said it earlier on the show. I mean, maybe he needs to see a sports psychologist. And, I mean, I think it's really real. Something's going on. You know, there's something definitely going on for you to come out there, and you're getting paid all this money not to come out and score a shot. And the guy shows no emotion about it.
Yeah, it feels like, and Josh, it feels like, and maybe it's his demeanor, maybe it's just his personality, it feels like he doesn't care close to as much as some of his teammates.
And that
makes you crazy when you watch him.
Yeah, he doesn't at all. He cares about his Lamborghinis and his cars probably. That's what he cares about. His passion is not with this sport right now. That's where it's not with.
Yeah, and it's not in getting better. Like that's the thing. And Josh, I always appreciate the phone call. That's what drives me crazy. That we're 5 years into this Ben Simmons thing, and if anyone ever says generational player again, I will scream. This reminds me of when I used to start losing my mind when people would call this radio station to compare Carson Wentz to, you know, Peyton Manning or Dan Marino. Like, no, we're not doing that, and we're not using the term generational player ever again with Ben Simmons ever. It's like he's lost that. Like, what is he now?
He's certainly unique.
That's a good word. Unique. Yeah.
One of one. A unicorn, perhaps.
A unicorn. My daughter loves unicorns. That's my thought about unicorns. Unicorns are great when they are, you know, stuffed animals for 4-year-olds.
They're also make believe.
They're also make. Well, she's not listening right now. Otherwise, we would have a big issue tomorrow. She heard that. They are make believe. And Ben Simmons as a star is make believe. Ben Simmons is a guy you could build a title team with is make-believe. I don't know what his destiny is, what he's going to be, where if he goes somewhere. I don't care because there's no way this mix is going to work. There's just no way this can work long-term. The Sixers have to move on. And the whole thing is a shame because to have a number one seed and to end the season feeling like it was a failure, that's a mess. And this is a failure. Mark is up on WIP. Hey, Mark.
What's up, man?
Mark,
can you hear me?
I got you, buddy. What's on your mind? What are you thinking?
So I've had a moment to calm down, and here's my thought process on Ben Simmons. I don't think we just trade him just to get rid of him because that would make the team worse, as much as it pains me to say that. I think an option would be move him to the four, and look, my wet dream would be if we could get Dame Lillard or somebody of that caliber. But it's a dream, right? So something realistic would be like move him to the four, maybe pick up like a Reggie Jackson in free agency or a Dennis Schroeder if possible. Because what this team needs, what they've been missing all year long, is a guard who can break people down off the dribble and put stress on the defense. We don't have that. We need a creator off the dribble. And I think if we could find that, I think Schroeder and Reggie Jackson – they fit the bill, would play good with Embiid. I think that would be a better solution as opposed to just trading him for nothing because then the team gets worse.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't want to trade him for nothing. It's just the point is he can't be here. I mean, Mark, I get it, and I appreciate your phone call. And I understand your sentiment. He can't be here. And here's the point on him playing the four, which I've heard a lot of this say. Well, just boom to the four, make him a power forward, this all go away. Would it change the dynamic a bit? Yeah. He'd still be on the floor. You're still playing 5-on-4. They still wouldn't guard Ben Simmons. Like, that's not changing the equation. Yes, he might not have the ball in his hands as much. But also, isn't one of the attributes Ben still has left in his arsenal his ability to pass and to run the break and to get guys open threes? If he's playing the four and you're taking the ball out of his hands, what is he then? What is a power forward that can't shoot in the modern NBA? Like, would he become the Sixers version of, like, this era's Blake Griffin? Like, is that it? Like, what the Nets have? Like, what would he be as a four if he can't shoot? And he's not using his passing ability. Does that really solve the problem? Tucker, I don't think it really solves the problem.
No, I mean, immediately the name that comes to mind is the guy who that we will get to watch play on Wednesday night, and that's P.J. Tucker. A guy who has no offensive game, a guy who's pretty much in there strictly to shut down the opposing star, right? Like he was glued to Kevin Durant that entire 7-game series, the way Ben Simmons was glued to Trae Young the last 6 games. But you know what? PJ Tucker doesn't make a max contract. know, P.J. Tucker isn't asking to be traded for future stars and other huge assets. P.J. Tucker is quite honestly a marginal starter in the NBA, as valuable as his defense is. Is that what Ben Simmons' ceiling is?
Boy, once in a while, we go to amazing lengths to lower the bar around here. And if we're lowering the bar to P.J. Tucker to keep this player at $30 million, I want to throw the bar away. I'm out. 215-592-9494. I believe the Sixers have to move on from Ben Simmons this offseason, no matter what. He cannot come back. It is over here. The look on Joel Embiid's face, the reaction of it on Embiid's face yesterday when he didn't take that dunk, when he didn't go up strong there, it's over. We watched it. It was a visceral moment where we all realized this guy's done here. Agree, disagree. 215-592-9494. And when we get back, we got to talk about something, because something happened in this postseason here that I think something was achieved, or I say the opposite of achieved, that almost every one of you could have achieved. I'll explain on the other side. 215-592-9494. And Doc Rivers here. His reaction sealed Ben Simmons' fate. We'll play it, what Doc had to say last night after the game. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop over. We got a lot to get to here. We'll chat with Kyle Newbeck later on. We have Odyssey NBA insider Ryan McDonough, the former general manager of the Suns. And, yes, we're going to give a few moments to Howard Eskin coming up at the top of the 7 o'clock hour, because Howard has been telling the truth on Ben for years. He got called a hater. And I think he wants to have a word with some of his haters. The Sixers are soft. The Sixers deserve to go out. And as frustrated as I am, yeah, like, they deserved it. I'm not losing sleep, because they played like they wanted to go out. 215-592-9494. That's a hot board. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.